This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check. Let's get the show on the road. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
Yeah.
On those tasty vibes, 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? God, we hope so.
No, we pray they are. We sure do.
Where's our friends at? It's Wednesday. Please tell me.
No, I know. Wednesday, just crushing it.
It's payday for some of our friends, but not everyone.
People who get paid on Wednesday, diabolical. It's like, I don't know. I like getting paid in the end of the week so I can blow it all on the weekends. You know what I mean?
That's me.
Literally.
That's me. Let's go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you guys.
The same day.
Let's. Exactly.
Wait, before we get into our friends, did you see my Instagram video last night?
Which one?
Us at Wegmans. Tariff Tuesday.
You and I at Wegmans.
No. Me and my girlfriend. My girlfriend and I. We went to Wegmans for...
You were at Wegmans?
Sick. Well, I didn't. I wasn't participating. She had to get a couple of things. Bought 6 items, and we did a little game show style. How much is this going to be?
Oh, that's kind of like what I do. Well, I was also there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's compare. What did you buy in the... Let's figure out.
Okay.
Over or under?
2 packs of seltzer, dog food, dry shampoo, applesauce, and... I don't remember.
You bought dog food?
She did. This is her.
I'm right, not, right. Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. You bought dog food. And this is one grocery bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $82.50.
That's what she said. It was actually $70. I said $72. It was $70 for 6 items.
$70. Okay, 6 items. But, you know, dog food could be expensive, Breeze. You got to feed the dog.
It just gives me the ick.
One full grocery bag, I bought a piece of chicken breast, all organic.
Right.
Some cold cuts.
Sounds like $45.
Some bread, some chips, some fresh berries, some fruit, and some vegetables to make a salad, and a protein shake. How much in that one bag?
Yeah, like 67.
You're $10 off. I actually made out pretty well yesterday with only 57 bucks. Pretty well. You
what
know why?
A steal.
You know why? Because Danny is slashing prices, baby.
Just slashing it.
That's what's
no,
going
I had on. Someone from Wegmans comment on my video. I was like, well, did you check your digital coupons? Like, no, I didn't, Jake. Thank you so much. Anyways, let's get back to our friends. So yeah, I might just like rip that series. Tariff Tuesday. Let's just go to different grocery stores around town, see how much all this costs. Because it is, if we don't laugh, we'll cry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All day.
So, hey guys, morning. Amanda here, feeling good because it's a halfway, it's a half day at work. Love that moment for you.
It's awesome.
She's like, I'm getting in at 9 and I'm leaving at 12. We have some people in this office that do that as well. Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high because, oh, we're putting the boat in the water tonight. We love a lake girl. We really do.
I hope it's not raining when you do that, but what difference does it make? You're going to get wet anyways. You know what I mean?
True. Get your wetsuit on.
When's the big, when's the first day of the...
When you we went out on Monday.
Who?
My girlfriend and I.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I hope you had a great time.
We sure did. We sure did. And then one more before we get to ours. Nicole is here. She says, finally in my good vibes because I found a daycare for my son. After 5 months of searching, the stress is finally coming to a halt.
What's daycare run people these days? For one kid? To leave him there all day, maybe all week. What's that cost?
I think, okay, so my friend, her daughter only goes twice a week. And I think it's like 300 a week.
Yeah. 300?
Yeah.
So my cousin pays $2,500 a month, but that's...
How many kids?
One.
Yeah.
That's
they go every day?
That's California, though. Yeah, just about. And then the other one is starting, so it's about a $5,000 a month. He's...
Oh, my God.
Lucky for him, he does okay. Vibes are... Breeze, vibes are up.
Yeah, vibes are high. You know, I was kind of like, ugh, yesterday. Just bad news after bad news. And
oh, I'm sorry.
My body was shutting down, so yeah. That was cute, too.
Yeah, right. No, of course.
But I just relaxed, so I feel good. Oh, I also got my toes done. So, finally, these are...
You know...
These crusty things.
Yesterday, I was clipping my toes, and I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind a... A pedi?
You should get one immediately for summer.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Just a clear
You just
toe.
Feel cleaner, don't you?
Yeah, you really do.
Ladies, don't you? We should do it together. Let's go.
I just went.
I'm pretty in tune with my masculinity. I can get a pedi. I'm not, you know, I just want to feel good.
He comes out with hot pink toes. Perfect. Love that shade on you. Yeah.
Vibes are up today. I start to the morning. The sun's out. I made some coffee this morning. I'm like, it was actually so good, and I didn't make enough because now it's almost gone.
I love how the sun's like literally popping up at 5. They're like, hey guys, it's nice to come to work without it being pitch black.
I know. It's a great feeling. I was supposed to get dinner with my brothers tonight, but I think they're hazing me.
Why?
I don't know. They do this. They'll invite me somewhere, and then I won't hear from them all day. Like we had plans, just the bros, to go to dinner tonight. And then we're going to come to my place and we're going to walk somewhere. And I'm like, are we doing this or not? I need to know. It's in my calendar.
Yikers. Yeah.
Anyways.
Nobody talks about, I'm shaking my fist at the sky. Nobody talks about putting something in your calendar and then having to cross it off. It just ruins the whole aesthetic.
Right.
Can't erase it.
No, it's sitting there. I should just write in all caps, no show. Coming up on the show, guys, we all would love to stay home, have a full-time job, and make $150,000 a year. And it's the exact scam that is costing people tons of money. Millions of Americans are getting scammed by this one thing. And I'll tell you what it is and why you need to keep your head on a swivel. Coming up next on PXY.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the promise of a dream job is costing Americans millions of dollars. Everyone wants to make $150,000 a year working from home, right?
Correct.
You're your own boss. Very appealing.
An entrepreneur, if you will.
A lot of people today are falling for some of these elaborate scams, and it's not even really their fault. They're good.
Yeah, how does this even work? Break it down.
So according to the FTC, in just 2022, people reported losing $367 million to job scams. So you got a lot of people who want to get rich off Bitcoin. Over the past 5 years, it's happened for some people. And however, you have scammers who are taking note of that, creating a new scam that it's basically capitalizing on digital currency. So long story short, there is this, it's another work from home scam. People are falling hard for it. This is how it works, so keep your eyes open. The scammer starts off with a text message. She'll call herself Judy, right, from LinkedIn. She's going to say she came across your outstanding resume. Even if you don't have one, she still came across it. She will then tell you that you can start working from home and earning up to at least $10,000 a month.
Right.
Simple. We're looking for rock stars. All you need to do is just contact her through the app, WhatsApp or Telegram. Then the scammer is going to direct you to log in to a site called bitfarms.com. So basically, the ploy involves them asking the victim to register their email address, create a password. They will tell you that you need to complete a training in order to move forward with the role. And when you click on that, boom, they have all of your information. Bank accounts, everything.
Oh, my God.
Then you're screwed. And this has happened to, if not thousands, millions of people. Because scammers today are a lot more patient. They will take you through a 3 to 4 day interview process before taking you for everything you're worth.
Wow.
It's not just, hey, you clicked on this link accidentally, like the Postal Service.
That's so
bad. Or those
bad.
Fake text messages from DOT. People fall for those.
Literally.
But this.
I got one yesterday. It was like, your easy pass is up. I'm like, I don't even have one. So
I got that same one.
I'm like, lose my number.
Is there a scam you can think of that you did fall for in the past?
I am like so. I think I've said this in the past. Like, I'm so hypercritical of scams that, like, I won't even answer my boss. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Scam.
Like, you're.
He's like, can you answer my email? I'm like, scam.
Last year, you got really upset with your mom because she fell for one. Was it Facebook Marketplace or something?
No, it was PayPal.
Oh, that's right.
She was on the phone with him for 45 minutes. He almost had every single dollar in her bank account. Oh, my God. It was, oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach to even think about. You know people that, I've heard of people that these things happen and they get in such financial ruin that they end up committing suicide.
Some of them, yeah.
Like it is a life-altering, life-ruining situation and these scammers don't care. Have you ever seen the movie Emily the Scammer?
Oh, yeah, it was a great movie.
Scary. Because that's so realistic.
Well, it was based off of a true story. And you know, a lot of these scams today, they're not just happening to Grammy and Grampy anymore. The seniors. Right. Which, yeah, they fell for a lot of these, but now it's everyday people who are just trying to have a remote job. They're just trying to get rich from working from home. Guys, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Correct.
Be careful.
Correct.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Absolutely.
Your dad's calling.
My God.
Todd, what's up, buddy?
Moose, you guys are still on the air. You got to watch the movie Beehive. You ever see the Beehive?
We're still live. I don't think I saw that one yet. What is that about?
Oh my God! The beekeeper is exactly what happened to Beth, but obviously it didn't get to the final stage. But it's a must watch for everybody.
It's called The Beekeeper. Who's in that, Todd?
Let me ask you, Max. But,
is it Breezy's big movie review for next week, Moose?
That's a possibility.
Hey, Max, who's in The Beekeeper?
Oh my God, we're doing this right now.
Oh, he's
no, fully.
He's asking your brother in that.
All right.
Jason Statham?
Oh, yes. You know what? Funny enough, I did start watching that and I never finished it.
Oh, no. I mean, right in the first 5 minutes, the whole scam goes down and this poor old retired teacher was running a charity fund. And oh, my, it's really scary.
Hey, I mean, you're a financial advisor. You're a smart dude, but have you ever fallen for a scam?
No, I have not, but it's, I mean, I get them all the time. But after Beth went through it, she went through last summer with the PayPal thing. It was pretty
Breezy.
Scary.
I mean, Breezy mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think he would have been successful, but we had such an old computer that the computer was dead. She was trying to get on the computer. I don't know if he would have gotten anything off that one anyway, but.
Yeah. Oh, Windows 95. All right, Todd, we'll catch up with you, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got to watch that movie, Breeze.
It was so much so to the point where, like, she was texting my dad and was like, I don't think this is right. And he, like, could see all of her texts and was like, ma'am, I would never do anything to you. Like, there's no need to be scared. She's like, wait,
red
what?
Flag.
Why are you looking at my texts? Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you guys, having bridesmaids without having bridesmaids.
Yeah, it's the question of the hour. I mean, it has a lot of people wondering. It's too much drama, you know what I mean? But
sure.
What is the alternative that you can do to still have your friends involved in your special day, but not deal with Rebecca crying she didn't get picked as a bridesmaid? Well, we'll talk about that coming up next.
BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This is probably the new safe move, if you will.
I know.
When it comes to not having bridesmaids, if you will, at a wedding.
I'm telling you, when I get married, I think this is the move.
I think you may actually be telling the truth on this one because you've made mention of this a handful of times.
Yeah. And I've been like, listen, I'm not like getting married tomorrow or anything, but I've been with my girlfriend for a year.
And Breezy caught her looking at rings.
I've been with my girlfriend for a year. We're very much in love. We've lived together for 6 months. I mean, what else do we need to do? What more do we need?
It feels right.
Yeah.
It feels this could be it. When you know, you know.
I mean, by the end of the year, mark my words, I feel as if I will be engaged by the end of 2025.
Hold on. Let me time check this. What time is this? This is 6:43. No, 6:42 on May 28th.
2025.
Hold on a second.
So...
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, because I swear to you, I will pull this back up, because you know me. I'm like an archaeologist.
I know.
It's 42. So what's the deal, though, with the whole bridesmaid
thing? Obviously, you have all been along for the ride for my bridesmaid saga. I've been in, I think,
16
weddings as a bridesmaid in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Then I, you know, officiated one and list goes on.
And then you have the bachelorette party. So all in all, we were looking at a total of money spent.
20 grand. Easy peasy. That's on the low end. But listen, and it's been fun and it's been great. But there has been instances where I am in these situations of being a bridesmaid and I'm like, you know, I don't think that this is for me. Like, I don't need a and this might just be because I'm like an attention whore or because I, you know, want the whole focus on me, but I don't need a train of girls walking in front of me or behind me or next to me. I don't need that.
Like, I got really judgy at my cousin's wedding because she had 12 girls walk behind her. And I'm like, how long is this going to take? Are they all going to say something?
I know. It's like, and I have so many friends, and I feel like anybody who is
left out, that's it. There's going to be hell to pay.
Correct.
There's no way around this, Breezy.
No.
You are setting yourself up for failure with the amount of people you're close to in your life.
Right.
If you leave someone out, that's it.
And they're all different groups of friends. Like, they're not all, like, you know, like, with each other or friends with each other.
But you have also, you got to think about family. You got to think about cousins and everyone you're close to.
You just saying that, I literally can't. Like, it's too much.
How would you begin to narrow it down?
So I know first.
There's going to have to be a raffle.
Right.
There's a drawing.
The meat raffle. Do you have a bridesmaid? It's crazy. I know for certain, obviously, my best friend will be my maid of honor. That's fine. That's pretty typical.
Sure.
But a maid of honor is not a bridesmaid. They're literally your right hand.
Right.
And I think what I was... I couldn't sleep over the weekend. Me at 2 a.m. Googling how to have bridesmaids without having bridesmaids. I was Googling, like, what is another alternative where... And the other part of it, I don't want to feel like I'm pressuring anyone. There's been so many bridal showers and bachelorettes where people, where girls are bitching and they're like, I don't want so much money. I'm like, I can't. I won't. I don't want to. I don't want it. Because if I hear one whisper, I'm going to be so upset. So...
Not to get off track. Yeah. So if you get married and have a bridesmaid or maid of honor, does Patrice have the exact same on her side?
So that's the thing. It's like...
I just like when two women get married, what is it split evenly down the middle? She has... How does this work? I just have a lot of questions.
So like I asked the same thing and she's like, the only thing I would really... Like, I would match your energy, of course, if I had to.
Right.
She's like, but I would prefer no one. And this isn't coming from her. This is coming from me. Like, it's just too stressful for me. She's like, but if you like had two and I had to have two, I'd have our brothers.
Well, no, what you could do is if you have more than her, you can go ahead and shimmy some of your people over to her side. That
hilarious.
Way.
Hilarious. Hilarious. She's meeting them for the first time on the wedding day. Hilarious. Hilarious.
That way it balances out. You know what I'm saying?
Patrice, this is Janine.
She's going to be standing up with you.
So I was looking into it, and I'm curious for our friends, 585-252-9800, if you've been in this situation as well. There's this thing that I found called like the I Do Crew or the Something Blue Crew. I don't get the Something Blue. I think it's like an old wives' tale for weddings or tradition.
Yeah, so a friend of mine just had this conversation with me over the weekend.
Yeah.
She's the person in blue.
Okay. But I'm not. I mean, nobody's wearing blue. Absolutely not. no. So we won't do the blue crew, I guess. And it also sounds like Blue's Clues. No, I'm good with that. Maybe an I Do crew. Maybe it's like a group of no more than four or five girls. No more than that. Come, get ready, hang. We take a couple pictures.
Right. But they're not standing up with you.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
This is going to be a disaster, and I'm here for it. Wait, I feel like I need
Will you be in my I Do crew?
I feel like I should. I feel like
it's like me, four of my girlfriends, and then Moose.
Like,
he's like getting his face powdered the day of.
No, I feel like there's some sort of responsibility at your wedding that I would need to partake in. I don't know what it is, but I would need. I don't need to, but I feel like I should be a part of your special
find
day.
Find something.
Yeah.
You can usher my grandma on the aisle. You know?
Yeah. I would love that.
You and Carol. Yeah. So this might be premature, but it's never too early. I will never forget. This is kind of where this all came to the forefront for me. It was two summers ago. I was at my friend's wedding. I had traveled for the bachelorette for the wedding. I was already like $10,000 in debt at that point from just her wedding alone. And she looks at me on the day of her wedding as we're getting ready. And she goes, you just like have so many friends. Am I going to be a bridesmaid in your wedding? I'm like, I can't do this. I won't do this. I refuse.
Yeah. See, people are already trying to get their name. They're trying to get their name in the hat.
No, absolutely. Let
me get to Naya real quick. Breezy, people overthink their weddings way too much. This is your day. Okay, she's not getting married yet. But no one will even notice if you have bridesmaids or not. Don't do it. I didn't have any, and it worked like a charm.
Perfect. Hilarious. Oh.
I'm getting married this August, not having a bridal party. I don't think it's weird. You definitely shouldn't feel embarrassed if you don't have one. It's not even about embarrassment. It's just to save yourself the headache. That's what it is.
It really is. My girlfriend texting in, I'm sorry, are we engaged? I just turned the radio on. You're talking about our wedding. I'm not really sure. You're on well. I know.
Yeah, so
never too early.
What she missed about the segment earlier on was that we know, Patrice, that you're looking for rings for Breezy, but what you don't know is she's secretly been looking at rings for you in the studio during commercial break.
It's a lot.
Just a lot going on.
Moose has been helping me pick one out.
Call us right now. I'll fill you in during commercials.
98 PXY. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. Is your dog more important to you than your partner?
Oh my God.
It's a rhetorical question.
No, literally, you guys. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone where you feel deep in your soul that their dog or animal, but specifically a dog, is more important than you or your relationship? Or if it came down to one or the other, they're choosing their dog all day.
Yeah, and I mean, is this, like Breezy mentioned, yeah, it's definitely going to put a wedge in the relationship, but has it caused a breakup? Did you walk away from the relationship because you thought to yourself, you know what? I think my boyfriend rather have sex with his dog than me.
I've been in a relationship like this. I have fully been in a relationship like this, where I was literally scared to...
that you were going to get cheated on with it.
Not the bestiality. No, literally. That I was literally scared to do anything with these dogs, take them out, because if I lost them, that was the end of my relationship.
No, sure.
Which, honestly...
it's a big responsibility.
Should have let them go and done myself a favor. But at the end of the day, what study is coming out now is shocking. It might shock you, it might not. A study shows that 54% of U.S. dog owners are willing to leave their partner if their dog doesn't like them. 54!
That's a big number.
That's a huge number. That's over half. Like, what are we doing here?
Over half. I would imagine, though, that it's probably a less stressful relationship.
65% of people admit that they take more photos of their dogs than they do of their partner or them and their partner together.
Right. I mean, how many people have set up their own Instagram account for their dog?
Right. Their dog's own Instagram. For me, cringe.
I'm not going to hate on. No, I'm not going to hate on that.
No.
Some of those videos are kind of cute. The dog videos eating Cheerios.
I went to the park today. My mom took me out and then stop. I can't. I don't like a dog Instagram. I don't like a cat Instagram. It's like, tell me you have too much time on your hands without telling me you have too much time on your hands.
Well, let me tell you something. Some of those dogs are making more money than me.
No, yeah, some of them are influencers. And I'm like, well.
Let's go to Carla. Carla says, I was actually talking to my husband about this the other day. When I adopted my dog, I made a lifetime commitment to him. Unless I simply can't give him what he needs anymore, he's staying with me. I've made that same commitment to my husband, but the difference is that he lives his own life and is ultimately responsible for his own happiness, whereas my dog relies entirely on me and needs me for his happiness. I will never walk away from my dog. Well, I don't think anybody, Carla, is saying that you have to walk away from your dog. It's just that if you had a decision to share a room with your husband or your dog, where would you go?
Okay, I'll take it a step further and say that nearly half of people say it's harder to leave their dog for the week than it is their partner.
Come on.
I can't do this. What are we doing here? This person texted in, said, my ex once told me that she was upset with me because I interfered with her bonding time between her and her dog. So I think what's really happening, if we get down to the nitty gritty of it all, is people are, how do I put this? Like, very anxious about relationships and don't want to settle, right? I think there's a lot of anxiety around settling. Mm-hmm. I feel like you feel this too. We've talked about it before. And your dog is your constant and you will stick with what you know. And I will take it a step further and say, you will stick with something you know that you can control and that won't question you or talk back to you. People
go.
Who have these weird ass relationships with their dogs.
But listen, I'm sure you can agree.
Do it.
I didn't grow up with a dog. Never. I wasn't allowed to have one as a kid, and I love dogs. You grew up with five or six dogs, and
like,
you can care
in the
less.
Span of my lifetime.
Yeah,
yes,
and you could care less. But I think we can all agree, though. I think it's a little crazy how attached some people get. But there are people where you can agree a dog is automatically, or any pet, becomes part of the family. That's your fur baby.
100%.
I'm not saying choose your pet over your spouse. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I think that's crazy. But people do it.
They do.
You see the people on Park Ave in the summertime pushing their dog in a stroller? What's going on there?
They're stopping at every bar for water for their dog. Like, they're not even getting drinks. I'm like, okay, what's happening here? I don't know. I'm not, and I know this is easy for me to say because I'm not like a dog person. I'm not like a massive dog lover. I'm not an animal lover. Sue me. Like, hot take, I'm just not into it. I know some people are, and I think there's enough people in the world that are into it that I can off balance them by saying I'm not.
Do you feel that if an individual, and I'm asking our audience, if you guys have ever met someone who's not a dog lover or doesn't like pets, do you feel that individual lacks empathy?
You go, I'm not talking to you.
Let me go over it. Hold on. I get it. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. So we love our dog so much. We have a boxer who we've had for the last 7 years, But if there was a fire and I had to choose between my dog and the partner, I would choose my partner. Thank you. That's very big of you.
Oh my God. The bar is like in the ground. The bar's never been lower. No, it's never been lower.
That's very big of you.
How considerate of you, Janine. Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Oh my. And can we talk about like actual real life timeline here? A dog's lifespan doesn't go past 20 years.
No, it doesn't.
It won't. It just won't. That's just how it works. Dog years. We versus wish, human years.
We wish we can keep our fur babies forever.
They hit that rainbow bridge and they keep on trotting. You know what I mean? But when it comes to your relationship, that will continue. So I'm not saying that people can't love their dog and have relationships with a dog. When it comes down to rubber meeting the road and you have to choose and you're choosing your dog, weird to me. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Won't do it.
So I had a buddy in... you know, out on the West Coast, who moved in with his girlfriend, and they were having some trouble. There was a wedge and within that relationship. But she basically kicked him in the guest room and had the dog come in and start sleeping in the bed with her. And I'm like, this is a lot. You remember last month we had the conversation about me wanting to get a dog? Can you imagine if I turned into this person?
Oh my God, you'd be so cringe. You bring the dog to the show. I'm like, Moose, your dog's literally pooping on the ground again. Like,
it's Moose and Rufus in the morning. I slowly push you out.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Yeah. We're going to check in on your old stomping grounds, Grease Schools.
Let's do it.
Yes, we have to. Grease Schools is now rolling out a new body and bag scanner. For security.
Oh, no. Well, it's for safety.
Going to high school or going through TSA? We're just not sure.
This is all Grease Schools.
Correct. Specifically, the principal of Grease Arcadia Middle School said that when it comes to security screening, they're screening for the students' safety while they're getting into school. And it's absolutely wild. They're taking measures after we talked 2 weeks ago about those explosive computers and things of that nature. So the new walkthrough body scanner and bag scanner is meant to primarily screen for weapons, and it's going to be a longer testing period as well. Safety is our number one priority, said the school district's head of safety and security. No learning or anything else can really occur unless you feel safe and secure. So this rolled out on Tuesday. The Arcadia students held like a simulation to try and like figure out how it works and things of that nature. But it's kind of weird that they're rolling this out at the end of the year. Like, well, why wouldn't they wait until September to actually get this in place and all
that? I don't think it's a terrible idea. I mean, I think if you get all the bugs out and test it now so it's ready to go for the new school year, maybe that's their mindset too.
So the one huge problem with this that a lot of students and parents alike are saying that I thought of too is this is going to slow down the process of coming into school, which will make kids miss homeroom, which will make kids late because there's only so many people that can screen these kids and look at the system and all of that stuff. So
this is the middle school or high school?
This is actually the middle school, specifically the middle school, but it's all throughout Grease Schools, but we're talking about the middle school. So an eighth grader said, I would say a lot of kids missed homeroom, but it didn't take as long as you thought it would.
I'm pretty sure I remember homeroom when I was at Athena starting at 7:20. 7:20 or 7:40, it was one of them. But having to go through security now... yeah, it might. It's probably going to hold things up.
Literally looking at this, it looks just like TSA to me. Shoes off, bags in the bins, take out your electronics.
Laptops, creams, gels.
It's wild for sure. But
safety first.
Feel safe.
Yeah, well, when they roll that out, we're going to see just how well things go over with that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during the start of the new school year.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show... How many of you have ever just looked at someone and said, yep, that's all I need to know about you?
Yeah.
I would love to hear some of your stories. Yesterday, I found myself at a red light, and I looked over, and I immediately started judging someone so hard. And I had to catch myself. I feel like I've matured in the last couple of years. I was like, well, hold on a second. Maybe they're doing this and they look this way because of A, B, and C.
Sure.
Right? You got to put yourself in someone else's shoes. And I thought to myself, nah, that's all I really need to know about you.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I saw, what I witnessed at the red light. And I want to hear your stories too of that one time you looked at someone and said, yep, that's all I need to know about you. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, how many of you have ever looked at someone and said, yup, that's all I need to know about you? by the way, really quick, we just got a text from a listener, Meg, who says her husband Bill is listening to us in the shower right now, and if we can give him the old hello. Bill, thanks for listening,
hey,
man.
Bill. Not Bill Belichick tuning into the show.
Thanks for polishing up the old caboose.
Oh, goodness.
You missed a spot.
Still
using that old bar of soap. All right.
Okay, that's enough. Cut it out.
Would love to hear some of your stories of the time you judged someone extra hard. Maybe it was something they were doing or something they were wearing. Yesterday, I was at a red light. And I'm sitting there. It was a beautiful day out. I had the windows down. I look over in the vehicle next to me. And there's this woman, and she's wearing a winter hat, a surgical mask, and latex gloves. Immediately, I can feel myself judging her.
Mm-hmm. But of course.
Like, I never understood it. I mean, the windows are up, you're in the car alone, but right. Instead of being the guy I was a couple years ago and thinking the worst of someone, I feel like, I don't know, I took the more mature approach.
I don't believe you for a second.
Well, hear me out. I said, well, let's put ourselves in this woman's shoes. What would someone like that possibly be going through to be dressed like that on a 73-degree spring day? Well, maybe she has an infection and has a really weak immune system that she can't risk catching the common cold.
Very kind of you to go there.
Right?
And not just call her an absolute freak.
That's a possibility. So I thought to myself, good for you for not being a jerk, Moose. So she looks over and makes...
That's not growth.
She looks over and makes eye contact with me. And I made the hand gesture for her to roll her window down. And she cracks her window and I said, excuse me.
No.
And Moose. that's when it hit me. She wasn't wearing a surgical mask. It was a coffee filter.
You're lying.
I'm not kidding you.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
And I said, never mind, carry on. And when I drove away, I thought of all these great jokes, and I dropped the ball on all of them. I wanted to say, Miss, you're making me depresso.
I hate it here.
Hello, PXY. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Carmen. What's happening?
What up?
I also wear a coffee filter on my mouth while driving.
I just don't understand it.
What the hell, man?
Hey, so a few years ago, it has to be almost 10 now, I went to see a movie called My Bloody Valentine with my ex-wife. You guys ever seen it?
No.
I know the movie. I have not seen it.
It's brutal, almost X-rated. It's brutal.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And in front of me, there was this guy with his sweatpants on and his tank top, his wife, and their two children, about 5 and 7 in between them.
Okay.
I was so angry to the point where I almost said something to the guy. I mean, there's full blown, it's full on nudity, it's blood, it's killing, it's everything.
Yeah, he took his kids to see
it,
that.
It was disgusting. So, dude, at the end of the movie, I'm standing behind, now I'm seething. And I said to the guy as we stood up, I go, hey, did your kids enjoy the movie? He goes, what? I go, and then I started swearing at him, and I was calling him names, and I almost wanted to brawl him because his kids were there, and I guess I see the irony in that because I'm getting violent with a guy for bringing his kids.
Right.
Yes, I see the irony in it, but I was seething the entire movie. And then everybody, when I called them out, somebody was shooting popcorn at him as he was walking out.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's a terrible movie
Not
to bring
you
your kids
tar and feathering this man in the middle of My Bloody Valentine. Wow.
Yeah, Carmen, why don't you finish it off, buddy, with that's all I need to know about you.
Exactly. That's all I need to know about you and how you raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, man.
Carmen's best.
Oh, he's... Yeah. Bye, buddy. Bye. Let me go over to this...
I think he does have a point, though, because, like, you can judge someone for the weird antics that they do, but when you judge someone on how they're affecting someone else's life, an innocent life at that, you're like, ah, what are we doing here?
He's right, though. You do see the irony, because if you're judging a guy for bringing his kids into a violent movie like that,
and then
beat the crap out of him in front of his kids?
Yeah, the irony is not lost on
me. Sean says, over the weekend, I saw my neighbor out spraying for weeds in a full hazmat suit. That's all I need to know about you.
Correct.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I had dinner with my husband last night, and the guy at the restaurant was drinking a milk with dinner. That's all I needed to know about him. Yes, the milk with the steak.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Why am I... First of all, you need to chime in here. I mean, you judge people on the daily. Give me one example.
I'm just like, honestly, so past that. Ever since I turned 31, it's like... It's all uphill from here.
You turned 31 22 days ago. Come on, give me something.
I don't know. I mean, there's so much, right? Like, how can I?
The first time you and I have ever met, you remember I took you out to dinner? Did you judge me when you met me?
We shared a calzone at Shiano's. I would barely call that taking me out to dinner.
I still paid for it.
Whatever. First and last meal you've ever paid for me.
Oh, anyways. How quickly we forget. But were you judging?
You?
Yeah.
I judged you. So here's what happened. I judged you because you were judging me. You walked into my 700 square foot studio apartment and started opening up all my drawers to see how I live. Weird. I want to see how you live. What? I'm not sure what the correlation is, but... Okay.
Listen, I knew that if I was going to do a radio show with you, I needed to know the ins and outs, how you live, what you're into, what you dislike. That's all. I wasn't judging you. I think you had a very nice place. Let's go over to this person. Blowing up the bathroom at a nice restaurant. Yep, that's all I need to know about you. Right, of course. You know, I did that once at an Enterprise Rent-A-Car location. It was... quite the tight quarters in there. So they knew it was me.
Yeah.
But I kid you not, the next week, the whole location shut down. And I still feel like maybe I had something to do with that.
Not you. Literally clogging the septic. This person says, people who use their speakerphone for music or conversation in public places, I'm judging you and you are entitled. Well, that's me.
That's a good one.
So...
All right, let me get to one more here.
Me FaceTiming in the middle of Wegmans.
What's up, guys? I used to work with a gentleman who never had any money but would drive a Lexus. He never even had money for gas. That's all I needed to know about him. Oh, you guys are judgy.
This one actually makes sense, and I do agree with it tenfold. The background and wallpaper on your phone is how I'm judging you, especially if it's a picture of yourself. Who puts a photo of themselves as their phone background? Weird.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you're a narcissist without telling me you're a narcissist. I would never put myself as my phone background. Laptop, sure. Phone, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
My buddy set his screensaver to a picture of his Honda Civic.
It's like an 07.
98PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Anyone ever let some 10-year-old kid make you feel small?
Literally me every day.
Yeah. Inadequate. I know that feeling.
They're like, you're ugly. I'm like, you're right.
It's pretty much right. Anytime I ever hang out with my niece or nephew.
Right.
Morgan from Webster sent us a parental confidential and wrote in saying, you guys, I'm laughing while writing this. But that laughter is slowly met with dread and tears. My son's 10-year-old friend is the most entitled, lazy, sarcastic kid I've ever met. And I feel so bad writing this as a grown woman, but my husband and I hate him.
Hilarious.
He kept comparing his parents to me and my husband in negative ways. And he was saying that we needed to get our car washed. We need to clean more. We need to do a better job when it came with our decorating choices.
Oh, my God.
He also kept asking about our finances.
What?
And our jobs and childcare. I have enjoyed talking to his parents in the past and wanted to become better friends with them. But we've been over to their house for dinner before. And our boys, they have been friends. They play well together. But it was the most bizarre play date I have ever hosted. And it seemed like he was more interested in his friend's parents' life, me and my husband, than being a kid and playing with my son. It felt so invasive and rude. And he's only 10. And I'm also struggling with how much it rattled me and made me feel so very inadequate as a parent and as an adult. It's embarrassing to say I have allowed a 10-year-old kid to make me feel this way. I struggle with anxiety anyway, and I'm definitely going to discuss this scenario with my own therapist next week. But should I?
I figured I'd talk to you two clowns first.
Should I bring this up to his parents? Because I have never felt so relieved when a child has left my house before.
That's crazy.
I actually don't want to invite him or his family over again. And I couldn't help but think that due to his age, his parents must be speaking poorly about my husband and I. Maybe even my son in front of their son since he kept on prying. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. I love the show. Well, we love you, Morgan. And remember, chin up.
Right, of course.
I keep that chin up. 585-252-9800. Do you tell the parents? Probably. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't have kids, but I was right. one. And some of the things that would come out of my mouth was usually because I spent no time thinking about it before yeah. I said it. Kids are blunt. They hit on insecurities that adults typically have. But like my nephew on Easter Sunday asked me why I don't have a family. And why
not you catching strays from a 7-year-old.
Why did I make the decision to rent and not own? And then
I did not.
Yeah. I had to very patiently remind him that I am rich compared to him. And he has no money. And also I can run a lot faster than he can.
Oh my God.
Now to some of you, this may come off as a very petty, uneducated argument. However, I did feel better after saying it.
You fighting with a 7-year-old is crazy and genuinely not holding back either.
Well, he's 9, so.
Whatever. This person says, I would look that kid straight in the face and say, that's none of your business. Go play.
Yeah, Liz, you know what? Gina just texted in. She makes a good point. Can we just normalize telling kids when they're being rude? Tell the parents, yes, and then cut the family off cold turkey. You got to set boundaries.
Right.
I think some of us are so scared today to speak up, especially when it comes to other people's kids.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to tell them when they're being rude.
Right. This person says, and absolutely tell the parents. Worst case scenario, they cut you off, and then you don't have to see their kid anymore. Period. That is like, that's quote unquote worst case scenario in terms of your son, but yeah. best case scenario for you.
Yeah, how many of you do you, how many think that Morgan should absolutely make mention to the kid's parents of just how dreadful this play date was? Not typical for a 10-year-old to be telling adults to up their game when it comes to the aesthetics of their home.
Correct.
Along with asking about their finances. It's odd. I don't know at this point, you guys, if you should even tell the parents. I would allow them to just figure it out on their own. But don't allow your son to hang with this child anymore. The last thing you want is him going over to the friend's house and doing the exact same thing to his parents. That would be humiliating.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, kids pick up on behaviors, whether it be who they're hanging out with, whether it be who's in their family, who's around them, who's raising them, who they're at school with. And I would worry if you don't set a precedent and you don't explain to this kid that he's wrong or tell his parents, he'll continue to do it. And then your kid's picking up on bad behavior. It's not great.
I made this mistake when I was a kid. I went to my best friend's house, and for whatever reason, I asked his parents how much money they make. I don't
That's know. That's really inappropriate.
Yeah, but you know, when you're a kid, you don't know how to read the room, you know, especially when you're 10. I still ask people.
I was going to say, nothing's changed. I don't know who we're fooling. He's like, it's really inappropriate. I'm like, you literally still do that. So.
I don't know. Well, yeah, but nothing's changed. Let's go over to JC real quick. Hi, Moose and Breeze. I don't think this kid did anything wrong. Yes, maybe he was blunt, but at 10, it's impressive how aware he is of his surroundings. And the fact he noticed your car was dirty and your house was messy made him wonder if you are good parents or not. What? I'm sure you are, but most kids look at these things as an automatic red flag.
Not him calling CPS on you.
I know,
he
right?
He leaves the house, he's like, Mom, we have a phone call to make.
Yeah.
She's like, what? This person says, my nephew always asks me how much money I have in my bank account. He's a...
Yes, he?
Yeah.
Let's go over to Jamie this morning. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we get this message from Morgan, who lives in Webster, and is just... upset that she's upset.
Right.
Because her son's 10-year-old friend made her and her husband feel so small. He's sarcastic. He's lazy. He's entitled. And he comes over and she goes, it's the most bizarre play date I've ever had. He asked us about our finances and childcare. He questioned our decorating choices. He was more interested in us as parents instead of playing with our son. And I can't wait to get rid of him. Should I make mention of this to his parents? Jamie says, my daughter's friend is 8 years old, and she's cute and means well, but she asks such inappropriate questions. I kid you not, she asked my husband if he only pees standing up or if he likes to sit down sometimes like her dad.
Oh, my God.
I tried not to laugh, but I reminded her it's rude to ask such questions.
It's so inappropriate. Kids are so unhinged and so unfiltered. And I love that about them.
Sure.
I can relate. But at the same time, gotta know when it's time to cut it off.
It's hard, especially at that age.
Yeah.
You know? If you tinkle when you... never mind. JC says, I don't think this kid did anything wrong. I got to that. Yeah. Let's go over to this person. The only kid that my kid has over that acted like this had a lot of envy for my child and a lot of insecurities. Yes, you have a responsibility to tell those parents. They need to know.
It could honestly be like he's projecting.
I agree.
It honestly could be that.
But if he's hearing a lot of this stuff and repeating it, it's coming from his parents. They're probably talking bad about Morgan.
Correct.
And her husband. Where?
Not us starting a whole rumor. Morgan, they hate you.
Yeah. Don't ever talk to them again.
Actually, cut them off. Lock your doors. And tell little Johnny, today will be your last day at this house. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You guys are being ridiculous. Don't take offense to this. Kids are just nosy. Yeah, okay, well.
There's a lot of different ways you can spin it, but we're going to choose to spin it on
Let me ask you, because you're getting married soon, and then soon after that, you're going to probably have kids. Let's say, I want to know from you, what would be your choice of punishment for a situation like this if it dealt with your kid?
Probably like a 7-page apology letter handwritten.
Well, you would go with old school and do the handwritten letter.
Yeah. And they'd have to...
7 pages?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They have to say exactly why they're upset. And if they run out of, you know, things to say, they got to, I don't know, use ChatGPT. I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
Figure it out.
You would go with the handwritten letter.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Morgan, thanks so much for messaging in this morning. We really do appreciate it. I'll send over some of the texts we weren't able to get to, but... we'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. If you guys do ever want to be a part of the show, 98PXY, our Facebook page, we check those messages. I'd be lying to you if I said daily, but
yeah,
we do get to them.
I don't even have access to that.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Teddy Swims, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The promise of a dream job is costing Americans millions because everybody wants to make a buttload of money from home. $150K a year, right? Work 8 hours a day.
From the comfort of your couch.
From anywhere. And a lot of people today are falling for some of these elaborate scams. And it's not their fault because I'll tell you what, they're getting better. And a lot of these scammers are getting smarter. And according to the FTC, just in 2022 alone, you had people reported losing $367 million to just job scams. Okay, you got a lot of people who want to get rich off Bitcoin. And yeah, over the last 5 years, it's happened for some people. It's very appealing. However, you have scammers who are taking note of this and creating a new scam that capitalizes on digital currency, if you will. Mm-hmm. So long story short, this is another work from home scam and people are falling hard for it. This is where you need to keep your eyes open. The scammers are going to start off with a text message. They'll call themselves Judy from LinkedIn and she's going to say, "You know, I came across your outstanding resume." Even if you don't have a resume, she still came across it, okay? She's then going to tell you you can start working from home and earning anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Like that. No problem.
Right.
All you need to do is just contact her through the app, WhatsApp or Telegram. And the scammers will then direct you to log into a site called bitfarms.com. So basically, it's a ploy that involves them asking the victim to register their email address and create a password. They will tell you that you need to complete a training in order to move forward with the role. And when you click on that, boom, they have all of your information and you're screwed. And this is what's been happening to thousands, if not a couple million people, because scammers today are a lot more patient. They will take you through an entire training process and interview process that lasts 3 to 4 days before taking you for everything you're worth.
That's insane. That's literally insane.
It's not just these poor seniors that are getting screwed today.
Right. It's everyone.
We're all getting bent over, sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, keep your head on a swivel, guys. Don't be click happy.
Right.
I've been scammed in the past. Breezy's been scammed tons of times.
I haven't. I've never experienced that. So.
Coming up on the show, nothing is more awful than not being able to pinpoint where an awful smell is coming from. Some of you, it's your upper lip. You got to check. Last week, you may have heard Breezy and I complaining that we had a funny smell coming from the inside of our studio.
It was so gross, you guys. I can't even describe it.
Lucky for us, our engineering team went straight to work and found where the smell was coming from. And you want to have any guesses on what it could have been from? We'll talk about it coming up next and get to some of your stories.
If I don't puke.
What is that god-awful smell? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Last week, we made mention that a terrible smell was coming from our studio. It was driving us crazy.
No, it was disgusting, you guys.
That's one of the worst predicaments to be in, is when you smell something horrible and you can't find where the smell is coming from. It's torture. And last week, I was on my hands and knees, crawling around on the studio.
On all fours.
On all fours, like I typically do. Sniffing.
That's just a Tuesday.
Just sniffing different parts of the wall.
Ew.
Well, we made mention of this to our engineers, and they went straight to work trying to find out where that awful smell was coming from.
Right.
Later in the day, this was Thursday, I get a Snapchat from our engineer, and it's a picture of a dead mouse. And he goes, I found the smell. And I had a feeling I knew that's what it was because I've smelled a couple of dead mouses in my day.
Mice, yeah.
So now I was under the impression they found one mouse and that was it. Apparently that's not the case because Breezy let me in on the fact that they shared more information with her that they didn't share with me.
Literally ruined my day. So first of all, Moose sent me the photo of the mouse on Thursday and was like, literally no context, just sent it. And I was like, ew, what the hell? So then I called him. He's like, yep, they found it next door. So yesterday I'm leaving the office and I'm like literally basically already in my car. And the engineer screaming from down the hall, hey, we're going to move some of your stuff from underneath the board. And I was like, okay, why? He was like, Moose didn't tell you. I was like,
They didn't tell me.
I was like, no, what? He was like, we found not just one, but two dead mice underneath the board in your studio. And I was like, you're joking. He was like, oh, no, they literally must have eaten some rat poison from the basement, came up here, found food, and died together. It was literally like a murder-suicide, he said.
Oh, my God. But I don't understand how, because I looked, I had my flashlight out, I pulled everything out, I could smell it, but I couldn't get to it, and I'm like, this is going to drive me nuts, it's disgusting.
They were like in the board, they were like in the inner workings of it, because I mean, listen, there's a lot of
it's very technical here, nooks and crannies,
and
we don't leave any food in this studio, no crumbs, nothing, yeah.
We only even eat here when Dan Mason is here. Like, we don't even really eat in the studio.
Some of you know our engineer, Derek, and myself have had some beef with one another in the past. And I'm telling you right now, he took pleasure in sharing with us what he had found. And I'm so disgusted right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if he took them and hid them somewhere else just for his own sick amusement.
No, literally. But better him than me, because I would never. You know what I mean? We know where my stance with mice.
We know where it's at.
We know how much I hate them. I literally like moved out of my apartment because of them. I literally hate them.
I came to the rescue. I killed the mice that she had in her apartment. And I will just say this once, and I'll leave it at that. I sent a very clear message. Where they never showed back up again.
Well, it was just one mouse, and we set, 10 traps?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to town. A while back, I was living in an apartment building in Los Angeles, and for 3 days, I smelled something foul, you guys. Nobody could pinpoint where it was coming from. And I finally texted my landlord to do a wellness check on our 80-year-old neighbor, Marty, down the hall. Sure enough, passed away in his apartment. Was laying there for 3-4 days. A very distinct smell.
Ugh.
Rest in peace, Marty. Let's go over to Manny really quick. Sup, guys? Previous owners of my house had a bad mouse problem, never told us about it. So when renovating, we ripped a wall apart and found 20 pounds of dog food that the mice or something else had stored in the wall, along with a pile of tiny animal skeletons.
No, I will literally puke. No, I'm unwell.
Can you imagine ripping the drywall down and finding that? Oh. Now, did the mice collect the 20 pounds of dog food? That's a lot of dog food.
Probably over time, for sure.
585-252-9800, if you've also been in a similar situation.
Disgusting.
What was that smell?
So he took all of our stuff, and he was like, I'm going to clear out some space for you upstairs.
Yeah.
Because he's like, although the bins that you have under there are airtight, and it's not like there's food or anything, but the last thing I need is you going into one of these bins and finding a mouse and you losing your mind. I'm like, no, I would literally quit. So
you would. I'd be doing the show alone. Ashley said, once I smelled something rancid in my car for 3 days, and I thought I ran over something. Turned out my toddler stuffed a string cheese under the passenger seat in July. Yes, that's perfect timing.
Ew.
Because string cheese.
Ew. It turned into a mozzarella stick. Oh, disgusting.
Let's get to some more here. I kept getting this weird dead fish smell in the bathroom. I even cleaned the drains. Turns out my cat hid a fish toy soaked in tuna water under the radiator. It cooked for weeks. Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah.
The fish toy soaked in tuna.
I'm telling you, it's a very distinct smell. And one time I was opening a can of tuna fish and I got some of the tuna water on the counter. I didn't clean up all the way and it just reeked.
Rancid.
It's very rancid.
Well, I did my part yesterday after Derek ended up telling me. I went to every studio and I forewarned them. I fired a warning shot and I said, if you have food in this studio,
they'll find it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ugh. Oh, my God.
All last week, we were doing the show with just dead mice under our feet. Can you imagine?
That was literally disgusting. One time.
Just our co-host.
We're actually a four-person morning show now. Two of them are deceased. One time, my parents were in Florida, and my dad was leaving to go to the airport, and he was backing up the van and all this stuff. He literally left a bag of garbage in the van for 4 months because he was flying home. We didn't go back. It was probably.
He just left the trash in there.
It was probably like February. We didn't go back till May. So the van was. Oh,
waste management all day long.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to one more text here coming in. Good morning, guys. So this just happened at my office a month ago. A coworker who's no longer at the company left a hard-boiled egg in his desk drawer. It took us 5 days to figure out where the foul smell was coming from. We still don't know if it was on purpose or not. Yeah.
I'm sure it was. I mean, you're no stranger to leaving, sending a message.
I'm not. And I will say this. I've never admitted this on the air, but when we used to have our old studios at the Five Star Bank building downtown, which then was the HSBC building, we were on the 17th floor. Well, we were moving over to where we're at now in High Falls, and there was a hole in the wall, and I stuck a fish in that hole.
What?
Drywall.
Why?
Well, there was a new morning show coming in there to take our place, and I was like, I'm going to send a message to the.
You're literally satanic.
I'm the worst.
You need, again.
In my defense.
So much help.
In my defense, I was only 25. I've grown a lot since then. I'm very mature.
Not that much. We're still looking for a therapist.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PX.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Time to get the elephant out of the room this morning. For There I Said It, 585-252-9800. We got a bunch of texts coming in this morning. Some people are pissed. Some people, they've been holding on to this for quite some time.
Truly.
Heather says, making fun of cats being extremely overweight is not funny. There I said it. Why people think obesity in animals is hilarious, it's just so sad. Heather's going through it. I'm so sorry.
She's really not. She's not here for the fat shaming of the animals.
No, she's not.
I don't know anybody that's like, ah, fat cat.
I've seen a couple of fat cats in my day, and as amusing as it is, it is just, you question, like, well, how did this cat get this gigantic?
Yeah.
I have seen some obese cats.
It's like anything. It just gets away from you. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure.
Let's see here. This person says, the smell of freshly cut grass is absolutely awful. There I said it. I feel like that's not the situation for everybody.
No.
I don't think that's the opinion of most.
No, I do love it because it just, you know, usually when you smell something, it just triggers a memory. And that for me, it's summer.
Feels like summer.
Kev says, anyone over 25 and still ordering mac and cheese at a restaurant needs to grow up. It's adult baby food. There I said it. Well, what happens, Kev? What happens if you throw chunks of lobster in that mac and cheese? Does it automatically become more adult?
Delicious.
Because I can get down with some lobster mac and cheese. I'll
yes.
Right now.
So good. Absolutely so good.
Like if you're going home after a long day and making a pot of Kraft mac and cheese, yeah, that's questionable.
Very questionable. Questionable indeed.
Especially if you throw some hot dogs in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, Moose and Breezy, I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson has the acting range of a protein shake. There I said it. Nice.
Renee's here. She said, bars that show movies instead of sports are more fun. There I said it.
Half pint.
They do Movie Mondays.
Yeah, they do Movie Mondays.
Yeah. Every Monday, you can go watch a flick of their choice. So, although...
How do you pay attention watching a film in a bar?
How do you hear anything? Also, how do you get past the smell? You know what I mean?
Right.
It smells.
You're telling me on
not so great
places like this that host movie nights in a bar, everyone's quiet and they just watch the movie?
Well, they do have a popcorn machine too, so I guess that tracks. But no, I am not sure.
I don't think I can get comfortable.
Ashley's drunk. She's like, I love this part.
I don't think I can get comfortable in a bar stool.
No. Absolutely not.
But then again, I've sat in the same spot drinking for 3 hours.
Yeah,
so.
That is true. Maybe it's BYOC. Bring your own chair. I don't know.
What's up, Moose and Breezy? I just watched the first season of Stranger Things, and I thought it was beyond awful. There I said it. Not a fan of Stranger Things, huh?
What is that show?
Well, it's very like, it's sci-fi. It's fictional. It's, I don't know. How do you describe Stranger Things?
Never seen it. Don't know what it is. Didn't even know it was a thing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's like it takes place. I don't know. It takes place in Indiana in like the 1980s, and it's just young friends witness a bunch of supernatural stuff happening in their town, and they think the government has a lot to do with it.
Wow.
So they search for answers, and it's a pretty good series.
Sounds like a blast.
It came out in 2016. I mean, it's been around for quite some time. All the kids look like they're in their 30s now.
They're still in high school. We don't know. Very strange.
Tanya says, Benson Boone is the new Harry Styles. There I said it. I love Harry, but he seems more focused on trying to be an actor than an actual singer. Might have to agree with you.
Go out on top. Go out on top. And if someone wants to step in and take your place, go for it. Harry Styles is an absolute legend.
Where is Harry?
I don't know. Working? Making a movie? Loved him in Don't Worry, Darling. Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, he was good in that movie. Who was the lead in that? Chris Pine?
Well, it was Harry. Harry and Florence Pugh. They were the lead.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Listen, mine for today is this. I think it should be mandated that everybody gets a pedicure at least once a year, just for hygiene purposes. Yeah. There, I said it.
I told Breezy this morning.
I
told Breezy this morning, you know, I was clipping the old toes last night. I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna get a pedicure.
You should.
Is that wrong?
No, not at all. You honestly should, because I've seen those toes. Ooh-wee.
No, you haven't.
Yikers.
I actually have pretty nice feet for a guy. Who else is here? Let's go over to, we haven't heard from Big Ed in a while, you guys. Somebody better do a wellness check on this guy.
Yeah.
He had all the dad jokes coming in.
Is he well?
Don't know. Haven't heard from him.
Honestly, it's better that way.
The same reason we haven't heard from whatever happened to Gwen, our girl from the Home Depot in Greece.
No, she's no longer a thing. Not at all. What's yours for today?
We're under the impression that Gwen got hit by a forklift and passed away. She's no longer with us.
It's very dramatic.
Honestly, I've been thinking about this, and you and I, we've been lucky enough to follow our passion, right?
Yes.
And do what we love.
Yes.
We're one of the lucky ones, but I don't think everyone needs to follow their passion. Some people just need a stable job, and they need to just chill.
Oh.
That's okay. Their calling in life. Because the idea that everyone must chase their dream or turn their passion into a career, that's honestly not the case.
Wow, that's...
Some people just want to eat.
It's very negative. You're like,
it's not.
You have a dream? Absolutely, put it to rest.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2022 film The Greatest Beer Run Ever, starring the incredibly dreamy Zac Efron, Russell Crowe, and then, of course, Bill Murray was in this film as well. But with Memorial Day being on Monday, I thought this was the perfect film to act out.
Mm-hmm.
You think you crushed it yesterday?
Oh, I crushed it.
Well, let our audience be the judge of that. Before we get to Breezy's review on the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday, The Greatest Beer Run Ever, from Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen. What are you talking about? What do you mean, man? Let's go. We got to get out of here.
I'm a war correspondent. Look around. This is war. Someone has to be here to see what's going on.
Dig a little deeper. Really, a little bit more emotional, okay?
You said he's like chill. So, that's the role I'm playing. You can't change it up midway through the script.
Come on. You got to come with us. You can come back. You can always come back as soon as things cool down. Don't be dumb, Arthur. This ain't a war no more. It's a mass murder.
That's what war is, chick.
So you're just going to stay here alone by yourself and do what? Take pictures of dead bodies, of dead children?
Get on out of here, kid.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
Take care of yourself.
You too, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
When you get home, do me a favor.
Sure, what is it, Arthur? Tell me anything. What is it?
Take a bath.
In cut. Really got into it yesterday. It was very impressive. Now, obviously, this movie didn't have the highest Rotten Tomatoes score.
No,
only 43%. But the breakdown is, in 1967, John Chickie Donahue leaves New York to track down his army buddies in Vietnam and then share a few beers with them. But instead, he's confronted with the horrors of the war. This is a true story. This took place.
No.
Yeah, this movie is about the guy, John Chickie Donahue. This is a true story. That's why they made the movie. Yeah, I saw the interview they did with the actual guys. It's really cool.
How many brain cells is this man lacking?
He actually went to Vietnam to drop off beers to his buddies.
So, okay. All right, let's get into it.
Can we, Breeze? All right, let's get right into it. Did this movie hold up, obviously?
The movie held up so well because Chickie is you. You are Chickie. There was so much similarity. I could definitely see you do something like this. I mean, maybe this was a little more extreme, but this is literally just you with cops. You're like, I want to be in the action. I want to... You delivering beer, you'd be like, yeah, I'm in war. No, I'm fully in combat.
I identify as a soldier.
No, fully. This is literally you. It couldn't be more you. So you are Chicky. You are Zac Efron.
John Chicky Donahue, without all the muscles. All right, let's go to your favorite scene in the film, Breeze.
You know, we obviously crushed our scene, but I think my favorite scene was when he like actually first got there and he's just waltzing in.
Yeah.
No worries in the world. And he's like, hey.
He thinks everyone's going to be happy to see him.
No, literally. He's like, oh, also when he found the other guy that he was looking for.
Yeah.
His friend was like, wait, what? How did you find him? He's like, I just rolled up, obviously.
Let's try to come through.
Yeah. The fact that this is a true story really is, it's jarring. I'll say that. It's very jarring.
Right. I believe they did a whole book on this as well. Did you have a favorite character in the film?
I mean, I liked Zac Efron's character, Chicky, because it reminded me of you. Honestly. And,
It's a weird comparison, don't you think?
I think it's actually spot on.
Really?
I don't think it could be any better.
I honestly, when I was watching the movie, I did not see myself in him. But, you know, I appreciate it.
Think about it.
It's a compliment,
think
for sure.
Think about it. You always want to be in the line of danger. And then you get in the line of danger, you're like, can we leave?
He was actually, he had a lot more composure in the Vietnam War. I don't know how I would take it.
Definitely did. No, you would lose it. You would absolutely lose your mind.
Who was, let me ask you something. If you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, the greatest beer run ever with Zac Efron, Russell Crowe, Bill Murray, based on a true story. Guy goes to Vietnam to drop off some PBRs, Pabst Blue Ribbon, to his buddies. He wants to get beer to him. And he's confronted with the horrors of war. If you learned anything from this movie, what would you take away from it?
Always be on time, because he missed his ship. He literally missed his only way out. So
he did miss it.
So always be on time.
Always be on time.
Also, I don't know. Maybe let Uber deliver the beer. Uber Eats. Yeah, well, it was DoorDash.
1967.
Yeah. So,
least favorite character in the movie.
Didn't love Bobby. Didn't love Bobby. Kind of was not my fave.
And who was Bobby?
Bobby was one of the soldiers.
His buddy.
Yeah.
He was not happy to see him.
The other guy was, the other guy that he initially went there looking for was Tommy. Tommy, Bobby. There was a couple Tommies. It was a lot. But I don't know. I think that if my best friend showed up during one of my, you know,
darkest moments.
Yeah. Active duty. Me just going into a spiral. I feel like I'd be more happy to see him.
You know what?
He was very appreciative, if I'm being honest.
Well, he was scared for him. It's like, you showed up to war, you idiot. Breezy, best throwback moment of the film.
I mean, the whole thing, but Zac Efron's face before Botox.
Well said. Out of five popcorn buckets, what are you giving the greatest beer run ever?
It was something. Let's just put it that way. And this is why Uber Eats is a thing. I'm giving it out of five, a 3.4.
Oh, all right. Not even a 3.6? I feel like it deserved a 3.6.
3.4, final answer.
Oh, great. Okay, the greatest beer run ever. If you guys haven't seen it, would you recommend it?
Yeah, go see it. Brand new. Just hit the theaters.
Will be 585-252-9800 PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how people are comfortable with this, but the other day I ran into an old friend. He told me that him and his girlfriend had broken up.
Right.
It's crazy because originally I thought they were married. They've been together for a long time. Also, he's still currently living with her until he can get his own place.
Okay, yikes.
So they share the same bed.
What?
And it gets better. She's currently dating. So she'll go on dates with other guys. And then after the date, if she even comes home, when she does, she sleeps on her side of the bed. How awkward would that be? Because I have a lot of questions.
What the hell?
And no, there were certain
crazy.
Questions. I wasn't going to ask them. I'm like, do you guys still mess around, though, when like you're in the mood? How does that work?
Right.
Do you lay there? Do you talk with one another? Do you watch movies together? It just seems so weird to me.
It's very strange.
Why wouldn't he just sleep on the couch or like buy an air mattress?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What did he say?
I didn't ask him.
Oh, perfect.
It just seems like the logical thing to do because...
You should have asked.
I would be uncomfortable because when it's done, it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you're not wanted or feel welcomed.
Correct.
You want to just hang around? No.
Nah.
Can't
I'm
do it.
So good.
Anyone in this current situation or know someone who is, would it be a deal breaker for you if you found out the person you are dating is still living with their ex?
100%. Years- and if it's not, that's weird.
Right. Years back, I went on a first date with a woman who told me she had a roommate. Turns out it was her ex-husband.
Right.
Then I found out she had two kids. Didn't know about that. And they all basically asked, so you have a family. You live with your family.
The full family.
Why did I just pay $120 for this meal?
The full family.
Have your husband.
She's like, because I'm bringing home leftovers to my kids.
That's what it was.
Of course.
I was feeding the damn kids.
Literally. Oh, yeah. So I know you've never like lived with a partner, but so obviously been in this situation before. And when I was living with my past partner and we ended up breaking up, there is no way in hell I would even be in the same apartment as her.
Let alone the
bed. I literally just moved home. I was like, ugh. Although I paid the last month, I was like, there's no way. Like, she can have it. Whatever. But
before the breakup, though, if there were any like serious fights that took place, would you still share a bed or would you go to another room?
It like depended.
Unless
but again, the dogs were involved. So,
you got to share a mattress with the dogs.
Literally too.
You in the fetal position in a dog bed was wild.
No,
me.
Fully. Me in the dog bed is crazy. She's like, what's the problem? But I don't know. I just feel like. There is somewhere that you can, everyone has somewhere. And if you don't, I'll find you somewhere for like at least a week. My theory behind this, they don't want to go somewhere because that will light the fire under their ass to have to get a new apartment faster, which is expensive, which is going to cost them thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they want first month's rent, last month's rent.
And a security deposit.
The security deposit.
You have to furnish the whole place. Like, you're looking at least, I don't know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. Easy. Well, easy.
I wouldn't say 10. I mean, that's crazy. But there are people.
In this market? In this economy?
I don't think it's 10 grand to get a new place. What do you, I mean, where are you going? You buy a couple of cheap items.
Okay, let's say, for purposes, it's $2,000 a month. That's $4,000 right there. Let's say the security deposit's like anywhere from...
It's probably going to be the same. It's probably
going
to be the same.
So that's already.
Closest. That's about six.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. You
whatever.
Need to buy a bed. You need to buy a couch. You need to buy. Yeah. It's,
whatever
it's
you're getting on Wayfair.
Right.
Chrissy just messaged in and said, met a guy. We had great chemistry, but found out he still lives with his ex, who very much still has feelings for him. And I'm not sure how to even feel about it. There's nothing. Run. That's
see
it.
Ya. Absolutely.
There's no reason for it. And listen, going back to what you said, there are some people who don't have anywhere to go. People who come in from out of state that want to end the long distance relationship and be closer to their partner. And when they finally do, they're like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're stuck somewhere they've never been and they got to find somewhere quick to go.
Yeah. No, I guess that, yeah, that is.
Elena says, worst experience of my life. Wanted my ex gone so bad, but he was stalling on finding a place, so I had to sit back and watch him drag his feet. The relationship was over for about 6 months to a year. Nothing quite like crying in the bathroom with the shower running once a week.
Been there.
Yeah.
Fully.
Oh, that's so
fully
tough.
Been
I would
there.
Be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, but there comes a point where like you need to have enough self-respect for yourself, that although you might be alone, although you might be in your own spot, like, you got to figure it out. This is a crazy story, and I don't, this person doesn't live here anymore, so it doesn't really matter, but I was friends with this girl, and she was kind of in like a abusive relationship, but she was from Italy. She was born and raised in Italy.
Okay.
She met her husband. He was abroad in the army or the navy or whatever it is. And they meet in Italy, come back here to the Rochester area, and obviously it didn't work out, whatever. Can't go into the details. But she
got her citizenship.
She lived in the firehouse. She became a volunteer firefighter and got to live in the firehouse.
She was there full time in the firehouse.
Yeah, she lived. She had a full room. She had a full, like, she had a maid.
That's.
I was like, honestly, pretty smart.
I mean, that. Hey, that or open door mission. I mean, you gotta. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Honestly, it was weirdly okay for me. We broke up on good terms. We even split chores, kind of like roommates. There were a few awkward nights when one of us went on a date. Those were definitely rough, but we got through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But there's situations like that where I get very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you know me, when it's done, I'm moving on.
You got to go. Only happened one time in my situation where I guess there was like a lack of communication, but we both walked in the door at 2 a.m. And I was
with
like,
other people.
No, could you imagine? I was like, oh my God, you said you weren't cheating on me. It's so funny. But she ended up leaving. I was like, you got to go. I'm staying here for the night. So.
Oh, yeah. See, then you got to worry about that. Who's going where in the middle of the night?
Who is this? For your information, it's illegal to charge first and last month's rent and security deposit. You can only charge first rent and a security deposit. Not the places I've stayed.
Really? Is that new?
I don't know. The rules are constantly changing, so who really knows?
That is true. I don't know how that works here in the 585.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, you guys. Thanks for the text on this one. It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.